You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. The pickin' party at the home place is taking place this weekend. It's the 16th pickin' party, and I'm joined this morning by home place lead interpreter Cindy Earls to tell us all about it. Cindy, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Glad to be here. And thank you for letting me talk about one of my favorite events at the home place, the pickin' party. Even though I have trouble playing the radio, all these wonderful, talented local people come out. We have performances from Thomas Maupin, who is a flatfoot dancer, which is amazing. And then his band with his grandson, who plays amazing banjo, the Overall Creek Band. And Dixie Volunteers is a local string band. They're just fabulous. Nathan, Lynn, and Josh Coffey will be our MCs, and they're you might know them from Bon and the Mash. Our event is kind of highlights the musical heritage, so it's not just a bluegrass festival. It's all types of types and styles of traditional music.
And this is the 16th edition of the Pickin' Party. It's really become an institution at LBL, one of the events, I think, that people associate most closely with Land Between the Lakes.
Yes. We've always had a music event at Land Between the Lakes. Early on, our event is the last event of the 50th anniversary of Land Between the Lakes, and ever since the beginning, we've had music events, we had fiddle competitions, and so we're just kind of keeping that tradition of Land Between the Lakes and keeping some of this music tradition alive. We also have Mark Dvorak, who sings a lot of the folk music, and he goes around the country and collects it also. So not only are our performers musicians and wonderful musicians, traditional musicians, they're also teachers, and they also preserve some of the old songs and the old styles. So Nathan and Josh are going to be performing on Saturday with Charlie Stamper. He is a traditional fiddle player. And then on Sunday, they're going to perform with their group, the Wheelhouse Rousters. And they've collected, well, Mary Wheeler back in the early 1900s collected all the river songs. And I think because of all the wonderful bridges and roadways that we have, we don't think about the rivers much anymore, but that was the mode of transportation back in the 1850s and even later. And so Mary Wheeler collected all the Rouster songs, and Nathan and Josh kind of revived them, brought them back, and they perform, of course, using their own style, but they're just amazing.
I don't know how long you've done the format to where you have almost the exact same lineup on Saturday and Sunday, but it's really neat because you kind of know when everybody's going to play, and it's uniform both days. So you've got the Dixie Volunteers. They're going to be playing on Saturday and Sunday at 10, and then at 10:45, Thomas Maupin and Overall Creek Band. Tell us about those two groups a little bit.
They're both pretty much the same style. They're string bands, which means they use a lot of string instruments. So they have fiddles and banjos and some mandolins, but bass. And the Dixie Volunteers is an interesting band. They play with at the home place pretty often because they perform the traditional songs. Dixie of the Dixie Volunteers, her father was a country music singer in the 30s and 40s, 1930s and 40s, and she's very dedicated into collecting some of the old tunes that are quickly disappearing. And Thomas Maupin is he does flatfoot dancing, and we've had dancing before, but last year we brought him back, and it's just amazing to see him perform. And his grandson, Daniel Rothwell, plays the banjo, and just amazing. They perform together. It's just like they've got this intellectual link together as they perform. It's just amazing to see. I wish I could move that way. And then we have a group of all women, which includes Dixie Jones, and then also some of Mark Dvorak's students from a long time ago, and they themselves now have a band themselves. But we bring them together. These ladies are from Chicago, local women, and they perform once each day because they haven't seen each other for a year. And they perform the women's songs, and we a lot of times forget that a lot of the women's history is in songs, and a lot of it isn't very happy, it's sad, but it was a way that women could talk about their lives without and having an outlet for that besides putting it into the quilt, because women didn't really have a lot of outlets to talk about their feelings and things like that. So,
and they call themselves a Common Thread, right?
Common Thread, yes.
And they'll be playing at 1:30 both days.
Yes.
And then you have a couple of open mics, both on Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 1:30, and then again in the afternoon from 3:30 until 4. What kind of participation do you usually get for those open mic sessions?
We usually get a lot of people wanting to come out and just perform their songs, and that's the wonderful part, I think, of the pick and party. Pick and party traditionally was you get together of an evening, usually Saturday nights, and then you have a pick and party. So everybody brings their instruments and plays and sings, dances if you want to. And so that's what the feel that we want. And so we just welcome everyone to bring their traditional instruments and sing the songs that was in their family or whatever. It's a way of performing, and I don't ever miss the open mics. They're very good. It's just amazing the talent that's in this area. And I'm not musically inclined in the least, but I can enjoy the music, and I can appreciate the preservation of that heritage. Plus, you know, if you get tired of sitting, we have the farm will be kind of operating around the outskirts. The pick and party is held kind of in the middle of the farm. We have two households, so we'll be doing demonstrations in there. Maybe we have a tool barn that'll be our jamming session. So if you just want to bring your instruments and come and play with other performers, we have a place for you to do that. And then if you just kind of, there's benches all around toward the back of the farm, and you're just welcome to bring an instrument and a couple friends and sit down and jam and make new friends. So it's a really neat day and a neat weekend. And then if you have children, we have activities in the afternoon from 1 and at 3, and they can learn to play with traditional toys and games and things like that. So we try to have something for everyone. Plus, we will have food. You're welcome to bring a picnic lunch, but we do have a food concession that's coming in, and it's going to be wonderful food. Plus, we have our instrument makers back again, the Amstons, who make mountain dulcimers and hammer dulcimers. They'll be there. They have some to sell if you're looking for a dulcimer. But better yet, they're wonderful teachers. They do a workshop for us in May. And if you just want to learn, if you're not sure that's an instrument you want, you're welcome to come. And they're just wonderful people. Let you try. They'll teach you the basics, and you can go on from there. Mike Holmes is a mandolin maker, and he'll be located back at the tool barn with the jamming session. And his mandolins are wonderful, and he's just one of the nicest, friendliest people I ever know.
It's going to be a fun-filled weekend. Doors are going to open at 9:30 Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $7 for those 13 and older, and 12 and under, or $7, 13 and older, $5 for those 12 and under. And just one time, Cindy, if you're driving from Murray, how do you get to the home place?
If you're driving from Murray, go east, go toward Cadiz on 6880. When you get into Land Between the Lakes, you want to go south toward the home place. So you get off the interchange, and then you're going to turn right. the new roads still. It's been there for 3 years, I still have to think. I live in Dover, so I don't get up this way much. But just go straight. It's about 13 miles to home place. Turn, the parking lot will be on the left. So just come and join us, everyone. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. In the 80s, that's kind of unheard of in June, and a small chance of rain. I'm holding the weather forecasters to that one.
let's do those don't rain dances then.
Absolutely.
Well, Cindy Earls, lead interpreter for the home place, thanks so much for taking a few moments to tell us about the picking party this weekend.
Well, thank you. Can I mention one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I know I'm probably running out of time. And I'm sorry I forgot this. We have wonderful sponsors that help us put on this event. This year we have Kentucky Machine and Engineering from Cadiz, Kentucky. WKMS, you always support us, and we really appreciate it. Plus our wonderful state resort parks, Kinlake State Park, and then Paris Landing State Park. They all are sponsors, and we really appreciate they're supporting this wonderful program.
Well, Cindy, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope the weather cooperates, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
That's Cindy Earls. She's the lead interpreter for the home place at LBL. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.